Welcome to the Hot Girl Hotline. I'm your host, Madison. And today we're getting into the Hot Girl Guide Wellness Plan, how to be your hottest self. This is one of my favorite subjects, filled with all of my favorite subjects. The contents of this video are going to include nutrition, fitness, mental and spiritual health, beauty, social life, self-love and dating, breakup etiquette and glow up, energetics, and books that make you hotter. We love a well-rounded hot girl, so let's get into it. Let's start out with the definition of a hot girl. I'll read it for you. Hot girl, definition. A confident woman. She knows what she wants and gets it. She's aware of her flaws, but doesn't obsess over them, and instead thinks that maybe they actually add to her unique beauty. She's passionate. She loves life. She's comfortable in her own skin and owns her sexuality, but uses it purely for good. She does not see other women as her enemy and competes only with herself to do her best at all times. She is forthright, honest, and disarmingly herself. She never tries to be anyone else. She's having fun and she is sexy, and you just want to be around her to soak up some of those good vibes. She isn't perfect, but she doesn't care because she's hot. And so are you. Nutrition. First thing is that every body is unique. So part of being an adult hot girl is learning how to eat correctly for yourself. Stay away from processed food and sugar as much as possible. It's not a diet, it's a lifestyle. Think devotion over discipline. You do this because you love your body and want to take care of yourself, not as a punishment. Your intention is important. Before eating anything, speak to it. Say, "Thank you for nourishing my beautiful, healthy, sexy body." When you're eating, don't scroll on your phone, don't watch TV. I start every morning with lemon water. Most of the times, celery juice 30 minutes after the lemon water, and then some sort of food or smoothie. I follow Medical Medium's protocol for lemon water. So Google Medical Medium Lemon Water 101. And you'll get a more in-depth approach to this. I really highly recommend that you Google this. Maybe take some notes on things to Google after this video, or just get the Hot Girl Guide Wellness Plan. It's $20, and I'm gonna link it below. Also, when you're Googling Medical Medium lemon water, also Google Medical Medium celery juice and see if this is for you. Again, every body is different with nutrition, so do what works for you. For me, lemon water has been a staple for, I'm gonna say, 10 years. You can meal prep to avoid falling victim to junk food or unnecessary cravings. It's important to have a few healthy items in your fridge at all times. Otherwise, like if you get starving, then you'll pass by a convenience store and grab a bag of chips, and then you get addicted to these foods and these habits. But if you're not eating chips, you're not going to be addicted to them. I notice if I start eating a bag of chips or a candy, then I keep doing it. And then if I'm not eating chips, then it's not even like in my mindset. It's not even in my atmosphere. So maybe for a few days, if you're used to eating junk food or sugar or chips, it'll be a little bit hard. But seriously, just give it a few days. It's so worth it. And your body will forget about it too. Hot foods tend to make you more full and for longer than cold foods. If you're trying to cut back on the amounts of food that you're eating, go for some hot foods, some soup or anything hot. It's gonna make you feel full and for longer. Also, if you just eat a little bit less than what you're doing, especially Americans, okay? We have massive portions of highly processed food with ingredients that are illegal in most countries. That's why when people go to Europe, they actually lose weight eating pasta and pizza every day because their bread is not filled with 25 ingredients. Theirs has like three ingredients. Even if you get chips in Europe, the ingredient list is like that big, and our ingredient list is like that big. And ours have illegal ingredients like red dye and just so many things. Just try to eat a little bit less of everything and don't eat processed food. I don't care if you're a vegan or a carnivore or what. No matter what, we're not eating processed food much. You can do like a little bit. It's okay. Like we have to live life out here, but really cut back on the processed food. It's not healthy. If you're craving sugar, eat fruit. Sugar is different. If it's a processed sugar, it's going to affect your body way different than some fruit. If you just eat some fruit, it's not going to make you fat. But if you eat a bunch of sugar when you're craving sweets, it's a whole different story. Also, the calories, it's different. Like Sour Patch Kids, the calories are like so dense for so small. Like you can eat like this much Sour Patch Kids and not get full. But if you eat an apple that's that big, then you'll be more full and it's less sugar, less calories, less everything. Tea and warm beverages help aid digestion. So after a meal, drink some tea. Also, for me, I've always loved red wine. I'm from Sonoma County, Northern California. I don't know if that's why, but I stopped drinking red wine mostly. Like when I go out, I'll drink some red wine. But I used to drink red wine at home, and I stopped doing that. The way that I stopped drinking red wine at home is I was making a golden milk latte instead. When I wanted a red wine, I would just make a golden milk latte, and it's so warming and fulfilling. So golden milk latte is whatever kind of milk you use or plant-based milk. I like almond milk with a bunch of turmeric, cinnamon, honey, and then use a frother and froth it all together and put a little pinch of pepper in there because pepper helps activate the turmeric. You can Google a recipe for this and you can also make it your own. I love cinnamon in it. If you're drinking a lot of red wine, you're gonna be like puffier, and also it affects the way your face looks, and it's just really not healthy. And then waking up every day with a hangover or like your sleep deficit from drinking alcohol all the time, it's just not healthy. So I'm gonna say like really cut back on your alcohol. I was always like a drinker. Like I would drink not like shots or anything, but like I like cocktails, I like wine. So like I'd go out for dinner a lot. So like I would always like have a drink at dinner, which is okay, but I really cut back on alcohol and I feel so much better. So really minimize your alcohol. Anxiety is real. Now after drinking, since I don't drink that often, I feel this like anxiety. So if you're drinking every night, you're gonna every morning, every day have this anxiety and you're gonna think that you have an anxiety problem. But maybe stop drinking for a week or 2 weeks and then feel your anxiety go away and feel your life improve. For more information on this, I would really follow Dr. Amen, the brain scientist, and also Huberman, Andrew Huberman. I would listen to their podcasts and follow them on Instagram. I've gained so much knowledge from those two, especially about alcohol. I always saw like it's not bad to have a drink, but those two really get into it. It's not beneficial for your brain to be having even one drink of alcohol. So please do your own research and start with Dr. Amen and Dr. Huberman about alcohol. In the Hot Girl Guide, I've linked the specific videos that changed my life about this. Delete food delivery apps right now. Delete that. I was like addicted to Postmates. Like every day I would get it, or I would get home from going out. Like I would seriously like go out to dinner, then go out, and then when I got back home, I would order food on Postmates. It's good for your bank account, it's good for your body. Like believe me, if you take one thing away from this video, it's delete the food delivery apps. Trust me. You don't need that. If you want to eat, you have to go out to the grocery store, or you have to make something, or you have to actually go outside. Trust me. Delete the food delivery apps, okay? I want you guys all to Google the Japanese water experiment. The Japanese scientist, his name is Dr. Emoto. So he took water, examined it under a microscope, and then photographed it and labeled them with positive words like love. And then he placed water in other bottles and labeled them with negative words like hate. Some bottles of water were exposed to classical music and others were exposed to heavy metal music. So you know how like snowflakes have all different shapes? Water crystals have all different shapes. Then he froze the samples. So like he froze the bottle with love and he froze the bottle with hate and he froze the bottle with classical music and heavy metal music and looked at the shapes of the crystals that it made, and the results were astonishing. The photographs of water exposed to classical music and love had beautiful shapes. In contrast, the water exposed to hate and heavy metal music had disharmonious forms. Through his research, it was revealed that water not only collects information, but is also sensitive to feelings and consciousness. I want you guys to dive deeper into this on your own. It's linked in the Hot Girl Guide. Here's a whole nutrition goal worksheet that's in the Hot Girl Guide. If you purchase it, I'll give you guys one of the workbook options. It's a food diary. You don't have to do this forever, but input every single thing that you eat and drink for the day. You can get like a nutrition app that calculates all of the nutrients, or you can just write it in the notes app. You don't have to do this forever, but it's really beneficial to see like what you're eating, how you're eating, and look back on it throughout the week, especially, and see how you're feeling. Next subject is fitness. I love this subject. Every single morning, I do Nolli Kriya. You don't do this on your period, and you don't do this if you're trying to get pregnant. It's like the birth control Kriya, they call it. It looks really weird, but it's super effective. It's like a stomach vacuum. So it like gives you the best hourglass shape, and it's breath work, and it helps massage your organs. You guys can dive deeper into this if you're interested, but it's my personal favorite. Every morning that I'm not on my period, I'm doing this, and my waist is snatched, to be honest. Look at the sky first thing in the morning. It boosts your serotonin. I really highly recommend working with your circadian rhythm. So that means like when sun comes up is when you start to come up, when you start to wake up, and then when the sun goes down, like you shouldn't be like really eating after the sun goes down. You guys can research more into your circadian rhythm, but my circadian rhythm is fabulous. Like I don't even get jet lag. So first thing in the morning, look at the sun without sunglasses, and it boosts your serotonin. In the Hot Girl Guide, my favorite videos are linked, but you can just look for Andrew Huberman videos about looking at the sunrise and see if that's something that appeals to you. But the colors of the sky in the morning and at sunset are different than in the middle of the afternoon. So seeing these colors of like red, orange, yellow mixing with blue and the white clouds, it's really good for your eyes, because then it tells you it's time to wake up. So it's like a natural boost of energy, and it gives you serotonin. Something that helped me immensely is Osho's ecstatic meditation, or dynamic meditation, whatever you want to call it. But basically you're shaking, shake, 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 shake. So all animals shake their body after like a stressful event. Like humans don't do that. So it expels all of these emotions. Like I went through a really insane 2020, like my best friend passed away and I had a hard breakup. And like, I was having these insane dreams, like nightmares, they were really vivid and really bad and reoccurring. And it was happening for like a year or two, and it affected my life. I did 10 days of the Osho dynamic meditation and no more nightmares. I just shake, 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 shake my body. There's a whole protocol for it. You can look more into it. I highly recommend it if you're wanting to shake something out of your system. I switch up my exercises a lot, but my favorite exercises, and this is different for everyone, I love hot yoga, hot Pilates. A lot of people, especially women, are getting really into gym and weightlifting these days. I think that's great. There's a lot of information out there, but if you're not weightlifting, you might want to check it out and find some great programs specifically for women. Legree is super effective. Boxing, I love a boxing class. Try a boxing class. Like, it gets your abs snatched. And I never realized how much your arm exercises affects your hourglass shape. So if you're not working out your arms, you might want to get into that. HIIT classes and just walking. Even taking a hot girl walk and listening to your favorite podcast is great. You don't have to be doing some strenuous exercise, especially for girls with our cycle. It's important to just not be overwhelming your body. So even just taking like 10,000 steps a day and then working out a little bit is going to be so beneficial. I want you guys to be movement girlies. Find something that you enjoy doing, because if you enjoy it, you're going to keep doing it. You do it because you love your body, not as punishment. Every woman should be working with their cycle. We all have it. You can't ignore it. So research cycle syncing. There's apps. There's tons of information online. You should be doing different workouts and eating different and sleeping different for each phase of your cycle. Feminine energy movements, not aggressive, are really important for girls. Like, even yin yoga is a very feminine energy movement, and that's something that's really important. You don't have to be like sweating or moving vigorously for it to be effective. I use ClassPass and also YouTube a lot, but do whatever works for you. I've been with ClassPass since they started, and like, I love workout classes. I go to so many different kinds of workout classes, but find whatever works for you. Check out a cycle syncing chart. I'm not going to get into it because it's something that you should research yourself and have a very strong understanding of. I have a cycle syncing chart in the Hot Girl Guide, so if you're interested, my cycle syncing chart gets into food suggestions, movement suggestions, and lifestyle suggestions for each phase of your cycle. For instance, when you're ovulating, this is your high energy point. So you should know when you're ovulating. This is when you go out to social events. This is when you're like having the best sex. This is when you're feeling sexy. In your luteal phase, this is when you want to complete tasks on your to-do list because you're moving into your menstrual phase, which is your time of rest. For mental and spiritual wellness, you obviously want to be meditating. I like guided meditations or hypnosis. I have a hypnotherapist. I'm obsessed with her. I found her by reading this book called Many Lives, Many Masters. I would recommend that. Meditation practice, a breathwork practice. I love Wim Hof. That gives like this crazy natural high. And it's also really good for your immune system. Like, I never got COVID. And I was getting tested for COVID all the time because I was traveling and living in Mexico. So I genuinely never had COVID. And I think that's because of my lemon water and my Wim Hof breathworks. And I just have a healthy lifestyle. I love listening to healing frequencies. If you haven't got into listening to healing frequencies, you really should. Like 432 hertz, the sound vibrations are actually good for your body. I was having like really bad period cramps. And then when I listen to a certain frequency, I think it's 432, it goes away. And also I saw they have sound healing frequencies playing in like babies' intensive care units. Like they have a guy going around with like a sound healing bowl, and the vibrations help heal the babies in intensive care. Pets also love the healing frequencies, but I think that's a good sign. Be mindful about what type of lyrics that you're listening to. Words cast spells. That's why they call it spelling. If you're listening to hateful music or aggressive music or degrading music, that's gonna get into your frequency and you don't want that, okay? So in the morning, I try to listen to like French jazz or something really chill, maybe some healing frequencies, because I wanna start my morning off on a good note. Yeah, when I'm getting ready, I like hip hop. If you're in like a sensitive space or you notice you're like getting really angry a lot, I want you to not listen to any like aggressive lyrics. I want you to listen to like positive uplift. If you're addicted to vaping or alcohol or sugar, listen to the Easy Way books. I recommend Audible. Being a hot girl comes from the inside out. We are not bitter, rigid, shit-talking, complaining, overly judgmental, or consumed in other people's business. Non-toxic relationships. Unhealthy relationships can trigger acne, PMS, weight gain. We hold on to weight as spiritual protection. Like the weight will like protect us from whatever is happening. Stress spikes cortisol, which wreaks havoc on our hormones and vital organs. Your body is always communicating. So check in with yourself. If you've been spending a lot of time with a certain person, think, okay, I've been spending a lot of time with blank. How's my skin? How's my PMS? If you're hanging out with a guy and you're breaking out all of a sudden, you don't usually do that, maybe evaluate your relationship. I know when I was going through a major breakup, I was breaking out so bad, I developed cystic acne. And then the second that I got rid of this guy, I was with him for 7 years. And I had cystic acne for the last 6 months of it. As soon as we stopped talking, I had no more acne. And like, I had done everything to try to get rid of this. And the only thing that helped, okay, so laser genesis did help my acne. And then getting rid of the guy also help the acne. So if you're having cystic acne, those are my two big things. Laser genesis and get rid of a toxic guy. Also, when I was going through this bad breakup, my period cramps were awful, like so bad. I can't even describe to you. And then when we broke up, no more period cramps like that. So your body is communicating. Healthy body functions are a good sign about healthy relationships. Toxic body functions are a sign of toxic relationships. You know, go to the doctor and get it all checked out for real. But if there's like these unexplained illnesses or problems that you can't get rid of, evaluate your relationship. Our bodies can physically reject someone that isn't good for us. For me, I see this through acne, PMS, and this weird unexplained kidney pain. Like my kidney was killing me. And I would go to this doctor. I went to Cedars-Sinai, like one of the best hospitals in the country. And they're like, no, you don't have any kidney problem. And I'm like, well, it hurts so bad that I was throwing up. It was stress. The head nurse of Children's Hospital kept helping me because I was like, and she knew me personally and she knew my ex personally. And she's like, Madison, your kidneys filter out toxins. You're with a toxic person and your kidney is hurting so bad that you throw up. And she's like, when he's not around, you're fine. And then the second that he starts talking, his voice hurts your kidneys so much you start throwing up. This is a very extreme case, but it's true. These are my favorites in my beauty toolbox. Dry brush your skin. This is gonna keep you youthful and it's good for your lymphatic drainage system. This is something that Kim Kardashian's plastic surgeon tells her to do. It's important. It's not just some woo-woo thing. Do it before the shower and dry brush everything, starting at your ankles, going up, up, up towards your heart. Everything goes towards your heart. It's good for your neck and chest. And also, like, I have big boobs and I get this like wrinkle in between my boobs when I sleep. It's like I dry brush that away. Microneedling. After my cystic acne, I had like really bad acne scars. And microneedling was magnificent for this. And people do it on their hair to make their hair grow more. I do it on my neck, chest, and face. And like it helps with neck wrinkles, it helps with this boob wrinkle, and it got rid of my acne scars and also helps with wrinkles on my face. Laser hair removal. I like to be smooth like a dolphin. I do laser hair removal pretty much everywhere, except for my arms. I don't have like hair on my arms, but laser hair removal, trust me, especially if you're like a travel girly or in your bikini, it makes your life so much easier. Facial massage and lymphatic drainage. Just trust me on this. A lymphatic drainage body massage is gonna snatch you because everyone has a lymphatic system and it doesn't drain itself. So get a lymphatic drainage body massage and it snatches your waist and find someone in your area that does a facial massage. Like, not a facial, a facial massage with lymphatic drainage. Like, sometimes they go like in your mouth with gloves, it's called buccal, and like it snatches your face up. Like, we don't want to be too overfilled or too over Botoxed. We want to look natural. If you're getting facial massages, you don't need all this extra filler. Like, just trust me, find someone that does facial massages for lymphatic drainage in your area. We have some weekly intentions. These are good. These are really good. Like, envision your ideal self. How does she spend her time? What type of people does she hang around? What's she wearing? How does she act? What's her posture like? Social hottie. Confidence isn't walking into a room thinking you're better than everyone. It's walking in and not having to compare yourself to anyone at all. How you talk about others is more of a reflection about yourself than it is about who you're talking about. Kindness is rewarded with kindness. Disrespect is rewarded with distance. Healthy people have flexible personalities. We bend so we don't break. Adaptability, self-awareness, and awareness of others are traits of a healthy, sexy personality. Girl code. You know, girl code is important. Okay. This is a little workbook on girl code. For all relationships, this is one of my favorite, easiest things. Just put in like for friendships or for love, put in calling in and no. And just do this on any sheet of paper and list any qualities or anything you're calling in and anything you're not. Self-love. If you're obsessing over someone, you need to focus on yourself. Channel all that energy that you're obsessing over another person and bring it into yourself. First thing in the morning, no matter what, wake up when you step out of your bed, say, today is going to be a wonderful day, and mean it. Like, I get out of bed, step on the ground, and I look out the window, and I say, today is going to be a wonderful day while I'm opening up my blinds. When you're falling asleep, count your blessings. Think of everything that you're grateful for. This will program your subconscious mind and align you with love. Dating. Love is not something you find, it's who you are. Feminine energy attracts and masculine energy pursues. Have fun with it. It should not feel like work. If you're exhausted or burnt out, take some time to recharge because it's not going to be an attractive energy. Be in the feminine energy of receiving. Don't talk bad about men or women or relationship issues in general. The worst thing that I hear people saying is all guys are like this, all girls are like this, all guys in my city are this. No, 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 no. We're not calling that in. No, no, no. Do not throw that out to the universe. You attract aligned, healthy relationships. Okay? Say that. You don't attract losers. Okay? No, I never want to hear you say that. Not everyone is going to be aligned with you, and that's okay. That's what makes the one so special. Don't be discouraged and don't be a hater. Bitterness is not attractive. If all their exes are crazy, run. If you say this, go get a therapist. This is not hot girl behavior. If you see someone you like, just smile at them. Like, seriously, like, eye contact and a smile, that's all. That's all you have to do. Breakup etiquette, especially with new love interests. Don't talk about your ex, what they did wrong, or romanticize the past. This lowers your value, shows that you tolerate disrespect, or have bad discernment, or that you're not over it yet. Get a therapist to help process. Your friends can't always give the best advice. They aren't experts, and they usually give advice that's best for themselves. On top of that, it's just not hot to trauma dump on people. If your breakup is brought up, a hot girl response would be, oh, we went our separate ways, but it was good while it lasted. Of course, with your close circle, like, talk it out, laugh it out, but we're not going around trauma dumping on people, okay? A good journal entry would be, how have I grown from a previous relationship? What have I learned? This can be love, friend, or business relationship. Glow up. Here's some energy to embody. We want to embody lightheartedness, flow, soft with strong boundaries. Soft with soft boundaries will have you resentful. Hard with hard boundaries builds a wall. Be hard to get, but pleasant to be around. And be a source of pleasure. If you know in your heart that you're hot, then you are hot. According to the law of hotness physics from the Paris Hilton memoir, here's a little poem by Pamela Anderson. The rebel move is to stay soft, stay open, and stay joyful. Pamela Anderson. And finally, books that make you hotter. I am a big reader. I usually read or listen to 2 books per month. Emotional Wellness by Osho. This made me hotter. Pussy, A Reclamation. How to Be a Boss Bitch